Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the football Hoosiers got after it Tuesday. Tom Allen wanting to see the total focus. Expect same later today and on through to game day Saturday as the Hoosiers and the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers match 2-0 records.
To me, that's the way you want your team to respond. I think that's where your player-led piece comes in. Leadership of this group, challenging those guys, being able to pull those guys aside and think, you know, I believe they're going to respond the correct way, you know. And so excited for us to be able to keep getting better, and that's the key. But that's what you want to see. You want to see it's a daily thing. It can't just be, you know, you show up and there's no magic switch that you turn on. No, the switch is continuous to finish.
So in other words, Tom Allen and staff looking for a good part of 60 minutes, not 30, on Saturday. Another one of those Saturdays past could prove costly against this bunch coming in from Bowling Green. Indiana, by the way, 6.5-point early week favorites to knock off Western Kentucky. They've won all four down through the years. Weather looks great, low to mid-80s, no mention of rain. Thought for the day, you know there's no shortcut to learning a craft. You just have to put the years in. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a couple of things to add from Tuesday's report. You know, we were talking with Gabe Johnson about his outside sophomore linebacker, Ben Godart. As we expected, he was the tackles leader against Bloomington North with 10. 2 assists, 2 tackles for loss, and a couple of quarterback pressures as he just continues to get better. Friday is going to be homecoming, by the way, with 14th-ranked Terre Haute South. That game has been moved up to 7 o'clock. Purple and White ranked 11th in this week's coaches poll as the two clubs, Terre Haute South being 14th, match Friday night 2-0 records in Conference Indiana. Week 2 results left in the AFL, Monroe County Youth Football Association. The Broncos 2-0 after a 29-0 shutout of the Steelers at Huff Memorial on Sunday. The Raiders are also 2-0, upsetting the Titans 12-6. Dolphins 2-0, 35-6 over the Packers. Chiefs won their first 6-0 over the Colts. In the NFL, the Bucs 2-0, 8-0 over the Raiders. Colts evened up at 1-1, 12-6 over the Dolphins. The Bengals are 2-0, 12-0 over the Ravens. Week 3, we move to the red carpet out at Edgewood with games starting at 1:45. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.